views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire. Back with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DVMPE.com.
Groovy.
I can't believe all the things that you say. Just what is wrong with you anyway? You're lucky if you have family or friends.
Hello, my name is David, and I am unfucking relatable. This is a bonus episode in the series of not necessarily related stories about not being able to relate. Totally working by the seat of our pants today, no preparation, no notes, no anything, just the utter suckage of life. With me today is Hector.
Hey guys. I have the distinct pleasure.
Yeah, we were, trying to do something we enjoyed. We were playing Misfit songs, and when we were finished, I had the misfortune to look on social media, which I think I'm going to get off of as soon as we're done with this. Again, I do this every so often. I really don't want to talk to anybody right now.
Yeah, I think the more people that I know that get off of social media, it's like a lot of people are just better off without it. And I'm not saying that I would not be better off without it. I stay on it mostly for, I think, business purposes, and there are some people that I actually keep in contact with through social media. But for the most part, I can see how it is detrimental, or at least not beneficial.
The Emperor is always talking about how we need to use social media and, you know, be more savvy of how to better advertise the shows, and it's like, you know what? Honestly, with this show, it sounds backwards, but it's like almost feels like the fewer people that hear it, the better I feel. It's almost like when the numbers come out and I'm like, oh, fuck, new listeners.
Yeah, so if you've started listening, please tune out now.
we're going to try, it's a reverse psychology tactic.
Don't tell your friends to download this episode. Neither of them.
Neither?
Yeah, neither of the two.
What two?
Of those friends that our listeners have.
Oh.
I'm assuming that they... Both listeners have two friends. They're probably each
other.
Oh,
that thing where then they tell two friends. And they, okay.
It's a close circle with these two people.
I thought that was just some sort of weird Wayne's World logic that you were attributing to this.
No.
Okay. So, yeah, I feel sick. Like, I'm literally nauseous. It's not my Crohn's disease. Could be, but I'm sure it's a contributing factor, but no, I feel like I got kicked in the gut pretty hard.
Well, let's flesh that out. I mean, you're talking about how you feel, but let's tell the listener what is causing this.
The so there was an episode last in the first season about Susan. And the last somebody who I was pretty I don't know what the word is, maybe on and off obsessed with is the proper term, and the last sort of interaction I had with her was weirdly enough on Instagram, where she had written that, or she had that note inside with she had that friend who committed suicide, and she went and got the nice programs made up and everything, and there was the note attached that said, like, you're doing, you're a good friend, this is a nice thing, or whatever it was. And she's like, oh, yeah, this note from the Kinko's guy. And I'm like, I remember just seeing I saw the picture, and I'm like, that looks a lot like my handwriting. And I realized, oh, that is my handwriting. All this time, she thought it was this random fucking Kinko's guy. Like, I wrote that note, you dumbass. So I wrote on there, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, not for nothing, but I did write this. And then the fucking picture got taken down. Like, that whole thing, I guess that whole, and MC gave me a good, read me the riot act, like, well, why'd you feel like you had to crush that? It was a nice moment. Oh, it's not nice if I say it because
it's not nice to take credit for your own words.
And to say something nice, you know, about, you know, somebody you care about. No, that's shitty, right?
Yeah. I mean, you think about, like, you know, even in songs, like, people apologize for going through the effort of just sort of talking you up. It's like, please excuse me while I talk you up. I'm sorry, but I'm going to do it.
I don't know those songs.
You know How Wonderful Life Is while You're Around? That song basically starts off.
Oh,
like
I thought
that.
You were telling me.
Oh, yeah. No, the song itself.
You had me.
Well, I'm no wordsmith or artist of any sort, so I borrow. I can imitate. I can't produce.
So that was the last. I mean, that was, you know, somebody I've known for 12 years now, and that was quite a while ago. That was probably at least a year ago.
It's only been 12 years.
You say that like that's some small amount of time.
Well, it just seems like...
No.
Considering how far back we go.
Yeah,
well,
we're old.
That seems like a small amount of time.
So...
I guess.
It was less than half of the amount of time that I've known you.
Okay.
So, insignificant by comparison.
Yeah.
You'll always be number one.
Thanks.
See, that was me talking you up now.
Yeah, I'm blushing. I don't know if you guys can see that through the speakers.
They can
or your headphones.
They can feel the warmth, I think.
that's an allergic reaction that is starting.
Mm-hmm.
May want to
Maybe my nausea is spreading.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's been a year, you know, and it's been like two or three since I've actually spoken to her in person. So it's not like we're as close as we used to. I was in love with her for a while, and those kind of things, like, since she was probably the last person that I was in love with, that there's no replacement.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, yep. So there's just like that residual of it.
Yeah.
So like, you're just like, ah, well, that's the last fucking. Well. No need to bother with that anymore, because, yeah, going back on Instagram, and this is part of why, again, I'm going to have to get off of social media, I find out via an Instagram post that, yeah, she got married this morning. I don't know, noonish or something like that. I think I'm the one who got lucky. He insists he is. Now we can spend forever arguing about it.
I'm just
Are you
seeing,
nauseous now?
Well, I was about to say this. I'm looking over your shoulder, and this is the first time I'm seeing this picture.
Yeah, right.
And that is an awesome mustache.
Right?
Yeah.
I will say that I don't think even at my hairiest I've ever come close to having a mustache. I have curly hair though.
I mean, he's got like almost like a Hitler thing going on.
Well,
with his mustache and complexion combo, and I mean, he looks like he's probably around that age too. But
what 100?
Yep.
110.
Him and
or 100 rather 55.
Him and Adolf are twins, actually.
Which one was the shit? If we're going by the Arnold Schwarzenegger Danny DeVito twins.
TBD?
That's true. We don't... I don't know this person.
Time will tell.
Time probably... Well, look, if it does, we're not going to know. Because I'm going to be the only bridge that could know, but I'm going to get off of all of this shit. So, hey, maybe I'll go on Snapchat, since everything's so fucking disposable anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, you can join me and all the other teenage girls.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, 12 years. Yeah, this was not the first time I ever tried to shit where I eat, so to speak.
Yeah.
I remember, like, she almost got me in trouble early on when, you know, working with her. She, like just so, we were working on some project. Like, I was technically her supervisor. I was in charge of hiring everybody, so. We were working on something, and I don't know why. I think we were trying to, it was at a bookstore. Yes, MC. I managed a bookstore. She's not even here. But
stop badgering him.
I still feel the verbal beating that she gave me.
Maybe we should invite her back.
she'll be back for season two, guaranteed. I'm sure everybody loved all of her weird insights. I know I did. But yeah, we were reorganizing our health section because no one ever wanted to do it. And, I don't know what the fuck, why she said it this way, but she was like, just kind of recapping to, our boss, like what we were doing. She said we were playing doctor. I'm like, how does she not know what that's a weird euphemism? archaic one, I guess, at that. Nobody says that anymore, right?
Yeah. Well, if they do, I think it's kind of weird. Yeah. I think that's like an 80s thing.
No.
Maybe that was before her time.
Maybe. And, you know, she did once tell me, and this was like, we weren't dating, but she did just, you know, apropos of very little, just offhandedly mentioned that she didn't have a gag reflex.
Fun fact.
I'm just like, right? So, yeah, these were weird. You know, there were times I thought we were going to get together for a while. Hell, even for, I invited her to your wedding.
Yep,
that was kind of like the last gasp effort. Like, that was like, nah, this is it. Last ditch. This is it. I thought I had this whole great thing, too, because I was going, my speech at your, or like my whole presentation at your wedding.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful, and I was sure that was gonna, you know, be beneficial for me.
Paint some good light on you. Shed some good light on you.
Oh, fuck, dude. It was awesome. And then, like, hell, even half your family wasn't there to hear it.
Yeah, they were late.
So, yeah. And so was she. She just showed up at the reception. I'm like, oh.
Oh, wait. She missed that whole thing?
Yeah.
Well, that's why.
Right? Would we be sitting here doing this now?
Unlikely. Unlikely.
I mean, you were captive audience. You couldn't go anywhere.
I had the best seat in the house.
Yeah, you were literally two feet in front of me.
Yep.
If that.
Yeah.
It was, I officiated your wedding, I should say. Like, I wasn't just hanging out.
Yeah.
Like, at the.
Yeah, let's paint that picture for you.
I wasn't just like, I wasn't.
Breathing
I wasn't,
down
I
my neck at the altar.
I wasn't in the wedding party and just like weirdly out of place. Like, where's he going?
Like, Dave, I know you love us, but give me some space.
Yeah. I mean, I know this isn't really about you.
This is my day.
You know, you're not even, like, on the program. Or whatever. Like,
I mean, you were as the officiant.
Oh, was I?
Yeah. How do you not mention who the officiant is?
Easy?
I guess. I guess if you're a really selfish couple. But usually you're going to name all the people that are in your wedding party and probably the parents and the person who is...
I never would have thought of that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
always... See, this is why I'm not, like, part of any planning for this kind of thing. You know what? I would never have a wedding like that.
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably not.
I'm not like the, let's go to Vegas and...
No, but you could definitely do it a little bit more low-key.
I would definitely, like... And I imagine that's what happened today. I mean, there's no other pictures of it, so there's no way to know.
Yeah. Maybe you should comment on this post that you wrote those words.
Say, like, you know, if you would have had me officiate your wedding, it would have been a lot better. Then you would have known what you were missing. You didn't even invite me. I have to find out on social media. That's shitty.
A little bit.
It is a little bit.
It is.
Because I remember not long after your wedding, she started dating somebody and just the idea of, like, oh, you should officiate our wedding. And then he turned out to be a complete piece of shit.
Oh, nice.
So that didn't obviously happen. And I'm like, yeah, why would I want to do that?
Yeah.
I mean, I literally said, why the fuck would I want to do that? Like, well, we were talking about having it in Australia. I'm like, all right, well, and she's like, oh, we'll even fly you out there for that. That'll be like your payment. I'm like, cool, I'm not coming back.
Buy me a one-way ticket.
Well, I mean, well, for one thing, it's too fucking long of a flight. I don't want to do that again.
It is a long
flight. You would know. You've been.
Yeah.
I want to go to Japan, and I'm like, I don't know if I could do more than 5 hours.
Maybe you should do legs.
I'm going to have to fucking boat it.
You could boat it, I guess. I've never researched that, but I'm sure you could get there somehow. It is an island, so surrounded by water.
Boat. That's what an island is.
Yes, yes.
Technically, it's all an island.
Yes.
Because the earth is predominantly water.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
If we're going to get technical.
I mean, pretty soon we'll have...
Unless it's Pangea.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to have more water with this ice cap melting.
Sweet. No one will go thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Not even the polar bears. They won't have anywhere to stand.
No, and actually... Tangential, but there's a real danger for a polar bear habitat. They're losing not only their own habitat, but their food. Yeah. Since they're hunters, it's like that other animals are scarce.
Did I ever tell you about the idea I wanted to have for a polar bear?
No.
I wanted to buy a polar bear. And now that the lottery here is at, it's going to be around like $2 billion.
$2 billion, yeah.
I can do this. I wanted to build a complex, and on the grounds, I wouldn't have guards, I would have polar bears, but they would be shaved totally.
Okay.
And you know what color polar bears are?
Aren't they black?
They are black, so they'd only release them at night. So fucking intruders.
Would you release them hungry?
Look, they're just fierce fuckers, hungry or not.
Yeah.
So, they'd just be out there. Maybe they'd be hungry and they'd like food would be scheduled like at a certain time.
Like, yeah, like in the morning.
In the morning.
Yeah, so that, you know, they're
so
out
when they're done with their shift.
Yeah, exactly. So either they find something on their shift or they get to eat at the end.
I mean, I say shift as though they're punching in.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, you're paying them, so they're kind of employees.
I'm not really paying them.
With food.
Okay, they're not really employees. You can't...
I mean, if they don't do their job, you can starve them.
I mean, I can't give a polar bear a 401k.
I mean, you can, but you don't have to.
By law.
Yeah.
Are there OSHA regulations for polar bears?
Maybe. There are some wacky laws out there.
That's true. I don't know if we're in a state that has those. I might have to move to somewhere weirder.
Like Tennessee?
You know what? And I would move somewhere weirder because the fucking property taxes here are ridiculous. And I don't care, $2 billion or not. What is that, like $900 million after taxes or some shit? After penalties and taxes?
I think the payoff, they said, was like around $945 if you took up cash payout, yeah.
Yeah. I'll manage.
Yeah, I think it'd be okay. For a little while, at least.
You know what? Putting it out there for karma or whatever, if there is some other force greater than us, don't you think I deserve this now?
Good question.
Because, like, I'm nauseous. I'm sick about this thing. I'm not really, like, sad, which is weird. But I feel like I should win the lottery so that she can be like, ah.
So he's
almost a fucking billionaire.
When you went,
but at least I've got this mustache guy.
When you went in that direction, I thought you were gonna say just to give you something, but
why does it have to only be one thing?
Well, I guess it's a double serving, I guess.
Well, it's the same serving. It just
serving two purposes.
Yeah. Nothing has to be just one thing.
That's true. It is perspective.
Why can't something that's good for me also be bad for somebody else? I don't think that's too much to ask. And that's just in the eye of the beholder. Look, I don't know if that would affect her one way or the other. Or anyone I know, if anybody would be like, son of a bitch. Of all the fucking people, him. But if they do, if they feel that way, fucking tell me. I want to know. Actually, tell me anyway.
This fucking guy?
I actually want to know now. Hypothetically, if I won the lottery, I want to know those people who would be like, that piece of shit?
Yeah.
Like,
don't be afraid to tweet Dave.
No, don't, because I'm not going to be out there.
Yeah, because it'll be going into limbo.
So,
anyway,
so. You know what? Yeah, this is a limited time offer. You got to do this. Today is the 21st of October. I'm going to give you till fucking Thanksgiving.
By the way, we're in 2018.
2018, fair enough.
In case you're like in 2025 listening to this.
Then, hey, God bless you. If there are still mugs on the website and t-shirts in 2025, I don't know if I'll still be alive. I turn on a dime. I'm usually not very, I'm not violent. But I am incredibly self-destructive. So I can laugh about this now after talking about it but I mean, mind you, I'm coming from, I know what place I'm coming from right now. I want to win the lottery, and honestly, it would make me feel better knowing that she would feel like shit if I won the lottery. That more than having the $900 million.
Yeah, yeah. I get it. I understand. But do you...
This is what I'm fueled by.
This is my question. Do you think that she would actually be affected that way? Let's say that, she just had her wedding day.
And especially if I had just won, too. like, I would totally be like... I would comment on the post.
But I feel like
that's precious. You guys can argue about who has it better. You know what? I have it better than both of you. I got $940 million. Suck a dick, dumb shits.
The same one?
yes. In fact, I'll buy you one.
So this is the next question that comes to my mind. If you think that she would be so affected by your...
I don't think so.
...good financial fortune...
What does
that say about her?
I think that I think ultimately should be like, if she feels any guilt about all the money I lent her, then she can stop feeling guilty about it.
I'm pretty sure she doesn't. I don't know her the best, but just, I mean, I think that when we were living together, and I found out later about some stuff from Amanda, just as far as I don't know, the way that you perceive the way that I felt about Susan. And I was like, oh, I thought I was less transparent than that.
Oh, no, no, no. It was pretty fucking obvious. This is the thing that bothers me now. And it's like, all the time I knew her, she was fucking crazy pants. Like, legitimately, she thought she was bipolar. Turns out she was hypoglycemic.
Interesting.
Didn't know
that. That's for those hangry people out there.
Yeah, apparently. That and bath salts will get you, apparently.
One of the two.
It's like everybody will die of cancer if they don't get anything else. You will, if you go crazy, it'll be because you're hangry or bath salts.
Yes. On a long enough time scale.
Unless you're eating bath salts. Well, then...
That'll be faster.
Yeah. I'm so hangry, I'm going to eat some bath salts.
Done.
Why was that even a... Well, I don't know. The thing... So she was nuts. For the longest time. And then as we, like... And this is the correlation that bothers me. The less time we spent together over time, the less crazy she became.
She was how old when,
around this
time that you're talking about where she mellowed out?
Oh, well, she would be 32 now.
Okay, so would you say that?
So in the last, like, 5 years or so.
Okay, so I was going to say, would you say that when she started to seem like she was less crazy, was it in her late 20s?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like a lot of women are like that. Not just hypoglycemic women. But I mean, you know, I've shared this with people recently, just my observation. But if I go on social media, pick whichever one, except for Facebook, I am the oldest one in my circle of friends for the most part. So like, you know, if we're talking about any circle of friends that I have, because, you know, I've got like, Our circle of friends, who are the people that we kind of grew up with, are our schoolmates, our good buddies. And then I got, you know, like my CrossFit friends, and I got my pharmacy school friends. But pretty much in any of these circles, it tends to be that I'm the oldest one, except for like our group, you and I.
Right. Well, we are also pretty immature.
That's true. And that's what it made me think about. But the reason that I'm talking about this is because a lot of the people that I do spend time with... are people that are like mid to late 20s still. And as far as the girls, a lot of them tend to be kind of crazy in that time of their lives, like in the mid 20s, or definitely early 20s, and even into their mid 20s. But they seem to become more reasonable towards the end. I'm probably sounding very sexist right now. But
towards the end.
Towards the end of their 20s.
Okay. Took a while. You got there, old lady.
Yeah.
But you're all right now.
Now that you're old, you're not crazy anymore. Way to go.
Yeah, but you're old. Well, you're senile, but you're not crazy.
Because you don't have the mental energy to be crazy anymore.
Yeah. You have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, but they tend to be like a possessive and attention needy.
Accurate.
Yeah, so there's that.
No, they're not accurate. I'm saying you're accurate. Yeah.
I'm always accurate.
Yeah.
Ask my wife.
Okay, so you're... So I am not this... Because this happened also in the trilogy of the other... I'm forgetting the pseudonym at this moment, so I dare not say a name. For legal protection.
Yeah.
Because those were probably unkind words I said then. Not untrue, but not nice. So you're saying it because that I'm not necessarily the influence making them insane.
Yes, that's what I was getting at. What was that? 5 minutes ago, I said that.
Did you actually say that? I think you were going around.
Yeah.
That.
I went around it, but it took me about 5 minutes to say what you just so succinctly said.
Okay. Well, that's why I was doing it.
So I was asking that question because, yes, I wanted to just say that I think that that is correlation, not causation. You just happen to be around during the crazy part.
Lucky me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's eerie, too, because... So now she's getting married, and this dude already has 3 kids from a previous marriage.
To another man. Kidding.
All 3 kids, even the girl, have mustaches. And by all accounts, I mean, she seems to... I assume if she didn't enjoy being... a parent or, you know, a mother, she wouldn't have taken this on.
I don't think anybody can pretend to like that.
My sister I think my sister's a sociopath. So she has 2 kids, but I think it's just because she had kids because that's what people do.
Mm-hmm. She was following the trend.
But she doesn't, you know, really even pay attention to them.
Nice. Absentee parenting.
And of course... She's a, you know, like a preschool teacher now.
Oh, she's ignoring a lot of kids then.
Yeah. I'll probably get in, you know what, I'm going to get into that on another episode. That's a teaser for this next season.
Are you inviting her on?
No. No. That would mean talking to her.
Yeah. Maybe you should have a liaison.
This is what I do on this show, in case you miss it. I'm just talking about people. Very rarely do I actually have them on to talk to them. That will happen a little bit. That happened last season. It'll happen this season, but...
Usually their identities are protected also.
Right, unless they're here and can, you know, defend themselves. Look, I could tell all these stories and with those people present, who knows what they'll say about me. Because, again, it's my perspective. It's that...
This is one man's perspective.
It just happens to be what happened.
This is one man's factual observations.
I could get a little more personal about things I did find out, like, through social media. It's not really... It's not my business. It's not my place to tell. Although I just mentioned...
I was going to say, how is that different from this?
Well, the other thing's pretty bad. Like
bad for that.
Like bad, yes. Like I felt bad that I couldn't. Oh fuck! She'll never listen to this, right?
don't look at me to qualify that because
I'm not on social media, so I won't be sharing it near her.
Okay.
No one. I have no like mutual friends.
All right. Let's just put it out there.
All right. So I found out that, and I guess when was Mother's Day?
Was that in May? Yeah, it's usually in May because that's when graduations are happening and they coincide with Mother's Day. So, yeah.
Okay. So, I don't know if... I think it was for Mother's Day. She posted an ultrasound.
I'm assuming that was hers.
Yeah, but I guess she had a miscarriage.
Okay.
And I felt... I did feel bad, because that's a horrible thing to have to go through.
I mean, you are a human being, so if you don't at least empathize with that, maybe you're a sociopath.
But I didn't say anything because of the other Instagram post.
Which was?
The thing about the fucking...
Oh, okay, yeah.
The note.
You didn't... Yeah.
Well, because I didn't want it to be like, well, this is the first time I'm talking to you in like a year.
Yeah, and I know that you took down the last comment and...
And the whole fucking post. So I don't want you to feel like, you know.
Let me just apologize outright before I make this comment. ...
And what do I say, anyway?
Well, how did you find out about the miscarriage? Was that also on social media?
It was on Instagram. That was on that, like, it was this long story about, like...
Oh, wait. So was the Instagram... followed by that comment, like, about the miscarriage?
Yes.
Okay, so it wasn't, like, a joyous announcement of, like, here's
no,
my...
Okay. No,
okay,
no.
That's rough.
Right.
Yeah.
So, look, I'm not so tactless that I'm not... I have no idea... Well, I shouldn't even say it, because I wouldn't have no idea how... I have no idea how that feels.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't?
It would be... I'm sure... Honestly... I would probably have taken it worse than her, if it was, if that, that like sense. I would be I would, because at least like she's gonna have these three other kids, right? They're not her kids, but.
But they're her kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Like she's basically she's their mother, and like the, I guess the other woman's like completely crazy, oddly enough.
Oh wow. The way of the world.
But, yeah, I would be completely fucking devastated. Like, I don't know that there's anything, and I don't want to be like, because that's kind of what came to mind if I was going to comment. Like, I'd be fucking devastated. Good for you that you can, not good for you, like, oh, good for you that you can sort of.
I understand what you're getting at.
You know what I mean? Like, I.
But, like, you would be praising the sort of.
Right, and then that's really not the.
Praising the resolve.
Not really the place for that, I don't think.
No, and I mean, like, social media in general is like, I mean, people are getting.
I can't imagine, I would never even post that on there.
Yeah, but like, especially, so Instagram I don't see it as much, but on Facebook, you know, people post everything on Facebook.
They really do.
Now it's just like, oh, you know what, this or that horrible thing happened and whatever. And I guess it can be like a good way of just informing people. Like, you know, like if somebody passed away, like, just so that everybody knows, you know, my whoever passed away. And,
it's a little more offhand.
Yeah, but, like, that's not the way that most people share stuff. A lot of times it's just, like, it'll be, so, like, this post that we're talking about, which was, you know, kind of a miscarriage announcement. It's just.
Oh my god!
Responding to that.
I have to remind people of who they're listening to here every so often. You said that, and I instantly thought miscarriage of justice. I'm fucking terrible. I understand. Okay, like I'm not like, but that's the shit that goes into my head, and I have. The beauty of the show is I don't have to not say it. I can
yeah.
say it.
This is your
speaker. Let people say whatever they want about me. I'm really not.
That guy is unfucking relatable.
That's right. It's in the fucking title. You know what you got into.
So what I was getting to as far as the social media posting of lamentable things. But basically it's like how do you as somebody who is seeing that respond? You know, before it was like on Facebook you only had the like options. Like if somebody posts like
I put the fucking little like open mouth.
I mean now at least you can do that stuff. But like before it was like, you know, you'd see people like liking things. It's like it's not appropriate to like this, but
right.
But I understand that you're trying to respond. But at the same time it's like it's really impersonal and it leaves a lot of question in the air about a person's response, like what
your
do you
intention
mean by that?
And yeah.
Yeah. So it's not a good platform to sympathize or empathize with people and
nothing where you're typing is really especially like even texting it's like
oh yeah.
You can't and emailing you don't get inflection or intent.
Yeah, and I guess this is why emojis were made, but even so, it's like, I'm so sorry for you making fucking sad faces and cheer faces.
So sorry, shit pile.
Yes, so, you know, how do you... in your moments of mourning, how do you receive that? So, it's just not a good media to lament or
console. That's something that I would maybe like if I felt like I needed to post it just to let people know. I'm not going back and looking at that post.
Yeah, turn off comments. This that'd be one of those things where it'd be appropriate to yeah. make a post and turn off comments.
yeah, because I would not want a response. That's horrible. Shit emoji.
I don't know why that's so funny to me.
Because you could totally see somebody doing that.
I wouldn't pick the shit emoji.
Or a thumbs down. Like what? There's no emoji that can possibly...
The kabuki mask.
that can possibly properly... be a response, like a commensurate response.
No.
Like, oh, well, here, let me put a fucking, here's a Garfield gif. What? I don't know.
Garfield minus Garfield.
It would be Garfield kicking Nermal off a table.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this must be exactly how you feel.
I thank you for your gif comments.
Am I Garfield or Nermal in this case?
Yes. Yeah. You're John.
Well, John's fucking miserable anyway. So, I feel like John Arbuckle all the time, and I don't even have a fat cat who would eat my lasagna. That would make me even sadder.
Yeah. You know what I've this tangential again.
Lasagna?
The lasagna. I was just thinking that cats are obligate carnivores. What if it was, like, a vegetarian lasagna? Stuff cats shouldn't even be eating. Like, if there's no meat in it at all. At least if there was some meat in there, you know.
Come on. the fucking cartoon started in, like, 78.
So?
I'm actually pretty sure about that I share the birthday with Garfield.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jim Davis.
I think he's a year old. I think Garfield is a year older than me.
Okay.
Just like Drew Barrymore. Drew Barrymore is Garfield.
She looks older.
She has exactly the same birth date as Garfield.
Really?
I think so. I'm pretty sure she's just a year older than me.
So what you're saying is that Garfield right? is actually the caricature of her.
She could be a year older than us and that's it?
Who are we talking about
here? Drew Barrymore? She's got to be older than that.
No, I think that's probably right. I mean, you think about how old she was.
She's been around for fucking ever, man.
How old was she in E.T.? No, she's got to be older than that, because E.T. was like...
80,
oh, no, 84. That's right. So it makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, 78, 79, and then she was,
We've thought too much about this already.
Maybe. But yeah, in 83 was E.T.?
I don't know. I didn't see the shit.
Anyway, she was a young girl, probably, definitely less than 7 years old in that movie. So it makes sense that she would be older.
Don't write in and tell me how old Drew Barrymore is.
You feel free to tweet to Dave.
Because I really don't give a fuck.
After Thanksgiving,
how old Drew Barrymore is. Yes, perfect.
Yeah, you can tweet me also at El Ultimo Chicano if you want to.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You can be my proxy.
Yep. I am Dave's liaison to Twitter. Not a good one because I rarely check Twitter.
I'm sure you check it more often than me.
Yeah, I probably check it quarterly. I'll get back to you.
Oh, well, maybe not then.
I'll get you guys. Don't worry. Tweet at me.
If
for nothing else, just to let me know that you're tweeting at me that you heard this podcast.
I for the next month, will be at... Is it just at Unfucking Relatable?
I don't know what your podcast tweet handle is.
Excellent. I'm so glad that we... See? All right.
I'm pulling up Twitter.
All right. Emperor, you got me. It's true. I'm fucking terrible at...
Emperor, feel free to tweet both of us.
And let us know what our Twitter is.
I know what mine is.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, it's at UnrelatableCast.
I'm looking it up.
It is. I think I know it.
It is. At UnrelatableCast.
There we go. One word, obviously. I don't know how Twitter works.
Not to be confused with non-related nonsense.
I mean, you really... It's definitely within the realm of possibility.
Oh, shit, there's an unrelatable pod.
What? Fuck them.
Yeah, they're not unfucking relatable.
Tweet them. Tell them what bastards they are.
I'm going to tell them.
Tweet me and tell me what a bastard I am.
I'm going to tweet to them that they should listen to your podcast.
Ridiculous. See? Can't say that we're not hyping the show. Even to somebody who probably has... fewer listeners than we do. How many followers? I don't know.
I was about to tweet as my gym.
So what?
They have 3 followers.
No, they're telling me they're following.
Okay. They have 1,382 followers.
Don't, you shouldn't have told people the number. That makes me feel like shit now. I already feel shitty. Thank you. I think that's really all I gotta say about this. Any more questions? This is a totally impromptu episode, so it's not like we had time to ask for any questions. Anything you'd like to know? Anything you feel like I've left out?
Well, I guess. Do you know the episode where you talked about
offhand.
Susan, previously?
Just
so that if people want to go back and get the
just
backstory.
Listen to the whole fucking thing.
Listen to the entire body, because it's great.
It's only 10 episodes.
Guys, I'm on one of the previous episodes at
you're
least.
You're on two.
Am I on two? Yeah, so you know I always am awesome. This is why I'm on the Unfucking Relatable podcast.
Yeah, that's...
You were waiting for something spectacular?
Yeah.
And all you got was awesome?
I could look it up, but, you know, do people want to sit here and wait for me to... Whatever. I'm not even on your Wi-Fi.
Perfect.
So, I can't even do that. It's one of them. Six, sure. I'll just say that.
There we go.
I'm just going to say...
That's a good starting point.
There's only three that you kind of have to listen to in order. Jump around, just like House of Pain says.
Yes. Get out your seat and jump around.
I think that's our episode. Wait. Oh, is that it? That's all you wanted to know? You wanted me to... do something I can't even do?
Just to give people a little bit of exposition, because I feel like, you know, we can't really rehash that for the purpose of this.
No, who
this
wants
this is kind
to?
Of just like a fresh wound airing.
Yes. This happened... when did we finish?
You were saying
and a half
it was
ago?
About noon? Yeah, so...
No, well, when we found out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was about an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, it was about an hour and a half ago.
So, as soon as we could get back and start to...
get a recording device in front of us.
So, yeah, fresh wound. I haven't eaten anything, but I'm going to go throw up.
Dry heave. Retching is what that's called. The ignorant
retch. I chose not to drink during the episode, because if I... drank as much during the episode as I'm probably going to drink after the episode, I'll be dead.
I offered.
I know. So yeah, this was a nice bonus pod. To remind you that the show still exists. And it'll be back in the new, I believe right at the beginning of the new year, once we start recording some episodes, hopefully soon.
I'm really excited about the marketing of this episode as the bonus one.
Mm-hmm. You didn't do the air quotes when you said marketing.
I thought there was actually going to be some marketing. Or at least some retweeting and announcing.
You're crazy.
I'll tell people about it. You know what? I'm going to tell MC. She'll listen to it.
She will, and then she can talk all the shit to me. And she'll have to do it to my face.
Yeah.
Tell her after Thanksgiving, though.
After Thanksgiving.
Okay. Because I don't want to hear about it on social media. I don't want to hear shit on social media. Shit emoji.
Bringing it back.
So that ended up being a funnier episode than I expected it to be. You might disagree.
I do think that it was more lighthearted than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Good for the listener.
I masked my pain.
I don't know if people like to listen to train wrecks.
No, I'm going to... Then they definitely shouldn't be listening to this show. Well, until next season, this is my life, and you're all just laughing at it.
Memoriam Development.